Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The days are surely coming when. How would you finish that sentence? The days are surely coming when. Jeremiah says that not once, but twice in our readings for today. The days are surely coming when. And how we finish that sentence could depend on any number of things. How things are going in our life, how we see the world around us. We could finish it in any number of ways. Maybe you're feeling like those leads in those 1940s and 1950s musicals, where they would come up out of the subway in New York and throw their arms open and say something like, "Surely the days are coming when all my dreams will come true." If so, fantastic. Surely the days are coming when everything will fall into place. Surely the days are coming when that relationship that I've invested so much in will work out, when I'll feel great and I'll be able to reach my goals and objectives. But for some of us, and perhaps many of us, I don't know if we're looking to what's coming next with the same kind of optimism. The days are surely coming when, well, when my bank account will actually be zero. When I have to take that job that I don't really like, but I have to pay my rent and I won't find that much purpose in, but I gotta eat and so does my family. The days are surely coming when my chronic pain will make it so that I can't do the things that I love to do. The days are surely coming when that relationship will fall apart, when my family doesn't have what they need. We could answer this in any number of ways. But the prophet Jeremiah and a little bit of John the Baptizer from the gospel today, well, they have something powerful and essential and important to say about how we finish that statement, not only for ourselves, but as God's people in this world. You see, if there's anybody who had a right to be pessimistic about the future, about the days to come, well, it was Jeremiah. His life was not full of flowers and rainbows, that's for sure. We know that he suffered and he struggled, and here at the end of his life, things are not a whole lot better. Jeremiah, at this point in the book where we hear him speaking today, well, the worst of what God had said will happen has come to pass. The Babylonian army has destroyed the city of Jerusalem, has taken away God's people in chains into exile in Babylon. At first, Jeremiah is left. He's left behind by the Babylonians, maybe because he was a prisoner and the Babylonians thought, well, he didn't mean much to this people we've conquered, so he probably wouldn't mean much to us. He's left behind long enough to have a governor from Babylon appointed to reign over the shambles of what's left in the land of promise. But it isn't long before some radicals among God's people rise up and assassinate that governor. And then Jeremiah's friends, his remaining friends, are saying, "We're concerned they're going to blame you. They're going to come after you. And so we beg you, please, to flee." And so Jeremiah does. He flees to Egypt, and that's where he spends his final days. He had every reason to be pessimistic about how to finish that statement, "The days are surely coming when." He could have said, "The days are surely coming when this God that we love and we have served and I have proclaimed, this God Yahweh, will be a footnote in history. If this God is remembered at all, this God will be remembered in defeat, as the Babylonian army was proven much stronger than what this God Yahweh could do. The days are surely coming when the words that I spoke of the word of the Lord," Jeremiah might think, "would be the last words ever recorded from this God. The days are surely coming when might will always make right." But Jeremiah doesn't say that. In fact, Jeremiah's words are saturated with hope. They are filled with with healing and comfort and promise. How could this be? Is he just looking on the bright side of life? Certainly not Jeremiah. No, in fact, how he finishes this statement gives us not only one message of the gospel, but two that we need to hear in this moment. First of all, when Jeremiah finishes that statement, the days are surely coming when, he does something extraordinary. He sets aside his own perspective. He sets aside his own vision, his own expectations, his own conclusions that he would draw based upon the circumstances of the moment. And what Jeremiah says is, the days are surely coming, says the Lord. Jeremiah sets down everything that he might think about what's to come and relies completely on what God says will happen. He relies completely on God's vision, on God's emphatic statements about what the future holds for God's people and for all of creation. Friends in Christ, when we find ourselves in those situations where we have anxiety or fear or sadness, looking ahead about what's to come, God gives us Jeremiah. God gives us John the Baptizer. God gives us Moses and Elijah and Abraham and Sarah. God gives us the Apostle Paul so that we may be inspired also to set down our own expectations, our own visions, our own perspectives, in order that we may see what God says about the future. What God says about the days to come, because it is God who holds us. Who holds each and every one of us, holds us as a people, holds us as God's creation. And God promises here in the book of Jeremiah that we have a future in God together. Amen? So the first message we get is that when we have that fear or sadness or anxiety about what is to come, God gives us Jeremiah and so many other prophets and so many other evangelists in order that we may be drawn back and called back to the one who holds us and holds our days to come. But second of all, in this reading from Jeremiah, we get the content of the promise, the content of our hope, the content of God's vision. First of all, God says this: David shall never lack a descendant to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, and the Levitical priest shall never lack a servant in my presence to offer burnt offerings, to make grain offerings, to make sacrifices for all time. And as a people called and gathered in the name of Jesus, we confess that what God has said will come has already come to pass. A king to sit on David's throne, a Lord and a Savior. A pastor and priest who will always hear us, who will offer us forgiveness every single moment of every single day. We have been given the fulfillment of this promise. And who is it? Oh, yes, Christ Jesus. Amen. For thus says the Lord, the days are surely coming, says the Lord, and the days that God promised through the prophet Jeremiah, we're living in them, friends in Christ. Amen. We have a Lord who holds us. We have a Lord who is with us. We have a Savior and a Redeemer and one who loves us unconditionally, who walks with us every moment of every day. We have been given Jesus the Christ, and this is the reality in which we live. Amen. But there's more. The content of the promise continues. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. For no longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they all shall know me. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when we will want to love God and love our neighbor because it is written on our hearts. The days are surely coming when God will write the law of love on our hearts so that we will want to build one another up. We will want to remain faithful to God and to the relationships that God has placed us in. And we will want to build up the kingdom of God, and we will want to live with gratitude every single day. We get glimpses of this, friends in Christ, but this is the future that God promises. That we will be in a world where we will want each and every one of us to love God, to love our neighbor, as we are held and carried by the gift of the resurrected Christ. Amen? So the next time you think about what might be coming, whether it's with hope or with fear, in your own expectations, God comes to us today through the prophet Jeremiah and says, set it down, because my promises are so much better. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, who holds our future, for thy will be done. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.